To bag or not to bag? That is the question. Well, at least that's my question. On most Saturdays, say at about 10 a.m. That's when the men in my neighborhood head outside for their weekly call to arms. It's yard day, and once the first mower starts, like fruit flies to a banana, everyone heads outside to do their mowing, edging, and weeding. It's a procession that lasts all weekend. This is a new neighborhood, only a couple of years old. Everybody's put in new landscaping, and everybody spends a lot of time taking care of their lawns. Brian Van Netta is one of my neighbors.
It's the showpiece of the house. It's the first thing people see when they're driving by, and it kind of sets the tone for the rest of the house.
Around here, that means bagging your lawn clippings. You know the routine. Mow a couple of strips across the yard, stop the mower, take the grass bag and dump it into the compost bag, put the grass bag back on the mower, mow a couple more strips, and then dump it again. Then you repeat that all afternoon. I think it's lunacy, a waste of the weekend, something keeping me from solving really important issues like, does my beer taste great, or is it less filling? I also have a vague notion that not bagging is better environmentally, but I can't back it up with facts, so I decide to investigate. First stop, Wade Martindale. He's a neighbor who's worked in the landscape business. Around here, his word carries weight. Unfortunately for me, he recommends bagging.
If you have a full turf grass, when you cut your grass, the grass clippings are so thick that it actually strangles out your grass. It doesn't let the water get to the roots, the air. And then what water does get to the roots, it won't dry, and it can promote disease.
He also says bagging makes a yard look better, usually as he's looking at my yard.
You can't really tell from distance, but you can tell up close. Well, just like your grass has a lot of clumps in it.
Now I was getting worried. If bagging really was the best environmental and the best neighborly thing to do, I might actually have to start. No sense getting kicked out of poker night on account of some grass clippings. But as I looked down my street at all the 30-gallon bags waiting to be picked up, I wondered where all that waste was going. Canton Waste Recycling handles all the recycling pickups in my town. Each week, they pick up yard waste from nearly 20,000 homes and then haul it to a regional processing center. There, it's turned into compost and sold to landscapers and fertilizer companies. The only caveat is that the yard waste collected from the neighborhoods can't have any debris in it. If there are stumps or rocks or concrete in the compost bags, then an entire truckload can be wasted. When that happens, it gets sent to the landfill. So assuming that the folks in my neighborhood are not sneaking any dead cats into their yard waste, bagging seems like a decent bet environmentally. Sure, there's energy used to pick up and process the yard waste, but the program employs a dozen local people. Overall, I had to give it a thumbs up. But now for me, my worry had turned to panic. I could see the rest of my summer out in front of me. No more pool, no more picnics, no more sea breezes at high tea. No, what I saw was a sweat-stained fat guy lugging 30-gallon compost bags to the curb. That was going to be my summer. Hell, that was going to be the rest of my summers. My last hope was the Huron River Watershed Council. They're a local environmental group and have developed a lawn care tip sheet. As I read through it, I started to feel the old fun quotient starting to rise. That's because the tip sheet recommended not bagging your clippings. That is, if you mulch them well when you cut them. Laura Rubin is the executive director.
By leaving them there, they're sort of leaching those nutrients right back into the soil. So when you mulch them and you leave them there, they just naturally put those nutrients back into the ground, and that's what the soil needs.
Ruben says that those added nutrients would allow me to save money because I wouldn't have to buy as much fertilizer. I also wouldn't have to buy the composting bags. Ruben added that she's not against community compost programs, just that leaving the clippings was a simpler alternative.
Community-wide composting programs are great, and if you have a good one, you can't go wrong. It's just changing the waste stream to a different area. But I don't want to stress that there's sort of a good way and a bad way. If you send it to a composting, you're still recycling and composting that up rather than bagging it and sending it to the landfill is the worst.
So in the great bagging debate, it seems that both sides can claim the environmental high ground. As long as I mulch my clippings well, I can continue not bagging in good conscience. And for the hardy souls who do bag, well, you're good too. In fact, next Saturday, as I watch you schlepping all those bags to the curb, I'll tip a glass to you. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Hammond.